Jake, good to see you.
Lovely to see you, mate.
You're sniffing yourself, are
you? I was quite warm.
It's hot, isn't it?
I'm quite warm. We're doing this in a heat
wave. I'm alright, actually.
You smell quite nice. You always smell quite nice, to be fair.
Thank you.
I really love the smell of you coming out of the shower.
Well, it's probably your body wash.
Yeah, it will be.
To be honest, so credit to you.
So I love the smell of me coming out of the shower, I guess.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, I've been down a bit of a rabbit hole in the last couple of days. I am a big EastEnders fan.
You don't watch it now, though, do you?
I don't watch it now, but only in the last 6 months I've stopped watching it. I've been a bit busy recently, but genuinely, yeah.
Really?
But there was a Ben Mitchell, because the Ben Mitchells changed so much.
There's been loads of Ben Mitchells.
There's been loads of them. I mean, I don't know how across it you've been, but there was a certain Ben Mitchell, this one here. He went in it for long. That one?
Yeah, you know, I think that's around the time I stopped watching it when he came in, but...
I'm obsessed with this. He has started... I don't know how it's, like, presented itself to my algorithm. He started doing sort of like naughty Instagram stuff.
What, like OnlyFans?
Like sexy stuff. Listen to this. Look at this.
You deserve to be eaten out today. You to be worshipped. To all my eaters out there today. Good hunting. You deserve to be eaten out today.
I was not expecting. I thought it was going to be like.
you know
when someone's trying to pretend to talk about something, but you can see they're sort of flexing a bit.
That's just
outright all my eaters out there.
And you deserve to be eaten out today.
Fucking hell, that is a...
And I'm just thinking, but also it's married.
And that's him, that's definitely him.
That's definitely him, but it's married with stuff that's quite sweet. So honestly, these are next to each other, you deserve to be eaten out today. That's married with this one, which is...
Do you know the reason why we have spaces in between our fingers? It's so that you have room for mine when we hold hands.
Fuck, someone needs to check in on him. Someone needs to check in on him.
That one's quite sweet. We have spaces on our fingers so that you can hold hands. And this one goes out to all my eaters.
Do you know the reason we have spaces between our fingers?
You're a good mimic. I had no idea.
I finally found my impression.
But that is Ben, and he's absolutely good. Look, it's endless stuff. I can't quite believe it. That's sort of like a vision of my childhood just been tainted there.
That's a bit like someone told me, they said their dad or their granddad. So this is the bloke who told me this is like a middle-aged bloke, and this is his granddad. So you need to bear in mind this is a different generation.
Very different generation.
But he said his dad only ever gave him, or his granddad only ever gave him two bits of advice in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then two bits of advice were, and I think let's bleep the first bit I'm about to say. Two bits of advice he gave him. He said, first advice was always remember.
Oh my God.
And the second bit of advice was, if you work a job you love, you never work a day in your life.
That is one of the most horrific things I've ever heard.
I know. I think let's bleep it.
What a wine pairing.
Bleep the first
what
bit.
What a wine pairing that is.
Yeah.
Because the first bit, which you'll never know what it is if you're listening to this, because there's no, if you bump
you
into
don't
me,
want to know what
if you
it
bump
is.
Into me and Liam on the street, don't fucking ask. Because I'm never repeating what he's just said there.
I do want to say it's not racist, and it's bad. Not that
it's awful. It's terrible. It's not racist, but it's everything else.
Yeah.
That is absolutely...
And if you work a job you enjoy, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, just there you go.
And it's typical of them sort of blokes you get in pubs where it's like they're wrong and that they've just got a little bit of wisdom to them.
Yeah, but you've got to go through stuff that's quite sort of, I don't know, I guess hate crimey. To get there, yeah. Someone who... lovely link. Someone who I don't think's ever committed a hate crime is the person who we're going to be answering some quiz questions with and having a chat with is the wonderful comedian Davina Bentley. I've never met her. We've chatted online. I've never met her. You?
I've not met her. No, I've not.
So it's nice when we're sort of both going in.
Well, she does do stuff with a friend of the podcast, doesn't she?
Freya Mallard. Friend of the pod. So I'm hoping friend of the pod has agreed to come on the pod. Will like the pod?
You'd hope so.
Let's find out.
So I'm being very judgy today. I'm sorry, guys. I've been in the. I think I'm just scared about Edinburgh, so I'm being quite mean.
I think you just like that.
Yeah, it might be right.
I think you're like that. When do you go up?
Monday.
Same.
I don't know.
What train?
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I've hired a lovely man called Ishmael from TaskRabbit to help me lift my suitcase. because it's so heavy, and I have this every time I go to Edinburgh. It's that's really embarrassing.
Is this that app that it's like you just sort of?
I've never used it before.
It's like Uber, but for
2 hours to lift my, because it's 2 hours minimum. He sounds really nice. He's obviously physically strong.
Can't you just get someone at the train station to do that?
Genuinely, when I was younger, I honestly think the train would have been no problem. At like 30, everyone would lift my fucking bag. On my life, I had to pay Ishmael to do it. You guys are looking at me like I'm mental.
One of the train staff would have helped you.
No, guy, this is London. What? Don't bring that kind of sweet northern mentality. That's not happening at King's Cross. I would walk over a dead body. If someone was trying to like lift a suitcase, we don't help people.
Someone will help you.
On my life, no.
Can you unbook him? I'll help you.
When are you going up?
Did I?
Yeah, you pulled the seat up.
Did I?
She couldn't get the seat down. You just helped. So if he was there, he'd have done it.
Just a little insight into the sort of guy I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to keep that in the pocket? Was that recording?
Can this all be in?
Yeah.
All right. And now we'll start. Yeah, that'd be quite nice. We've not done one like that. Well, no. Just like cut straight into some chat and
stick
then...
You know, like Gary Neville does for Stick to Football one, and they're all like chatting for about 10 minutes, and then it's like, oh, right, we're recording, are we? You knew we were recording.
You fucking knew what you were doing, Gary.
Yeah. Gary knew.
On the Pub Quiz Pod today, it's a neuroscientist, a lawyer, a massively overqualified individual for doing pub quizzes. It's Davina Bentley.
One... Two.
And just
sounded sarcastic. It's so.
I think even if we both clapped, it would sound sarcastic. How many people need to clap at the same time for it not to sound sarcastic? Probably a group of five.
No, three. If I join in, which is a bit.
Let's see how it sounds like. Davina Bentley.
It's
nice.
That's not sarcastic, is it?
It's not sarcastic at all.
A neuroscientist, a lawyer.
Okay, I have a degree in neuroscience.
Mm. Oh, you're
so
not.
That makes you a neuroscientist.
I don't know. I think if you studied history, are you a historian?
Oh, it's one of life's great questions. Yeah, I think you are. I think you are. I think you are a historian, yes.
Okay, well, then I can be a neuroscientist. I mean, I only studied it for a few years.
You did neuroscience and then went into law?
I went into telly straight after neuroscience because I was like, fuck that. And then worked on a show called T4. I did a show called T4 Presenter Search. And then I did a telly show called Transmission. And then I was like, I'm going to law school. And then I became a lawyer.
Fucking hell, that's a lot, isn't it? You've managed to fit a lot in.
You really can do a lot in life. There's some people who just stay in the same town forever and just sort of never get off the sofa.
I bet they're really happy, though. I bet they're really happy.
You really can do a lot in life.
You really can.
Neuroscience, lawyer, TV, and now comedian. You've had four lives. Yeah. And childhood, lives.
Does it make you excited of, like, what's to come? What's to come? Or are you not doing any new stuff?
No, I just want to sit down. No, that's not true.
You're big into napping, are you?
Even looking at that sofa, I'm like,
I love to nap.
I could nap on.
Really?
We did some records in Manchester, and Liam's uncle Kev came along, and I'd overdone it the night before, and I was feeling a bit like tired and a bit. I didn't go out the next day, and the next night after, and I had a little nap in the afternoon, and apparently
he said we had to break the news that Jake wasn't there because he was back at his hotel having a nap. And Kev said, I have never knowingly had a nap in my life.
Yeah, but Kev hasn't. Does he think that he's a pussy for having a nap? Does he think he's weak?
I don't think it's weak. I don't think it's like a masculinity thing. It was sort of quite a sincere bafflement.
Yeah.
It was quite a sincere, I have never knowingly had a nap.
But he was also deciding...
the knowingly element. I was like, what do you mean? No? And he was like, I might have nodded off on the sofa once. But he was like, I wasn't planning on doing that.
But he was, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to, you know, misquote here, but he's also sort of the sort of person who will sort of label you gay or not gay based on what beer you're having.
Based on if you, yeah, or I wouldn't go that far. I think he thought Connor was a bit gay because he worked on Love Island.
Fucking hell.
I think it sounds like it, and it's okay, but it sounds like...
A bit gay. Oh, you're a bit gay because what was your job on it? Okay, only a bit gay.
There's certain elements I really like about you, Connor, but it's Love Island stuff. He couldn't quite get his head around that.
Even if he was like the fucking guy doing all the like grafting and like a proper crew member as opposed to doing like the fucking edits on the voiceover.
Yeah.
Even then.
Yeah.
If he was like
but I know, but there's no grasp of a world of TV.
He's not going to have individual.
I don't think he knows the breakdown of like the...
He was just like Love Island.
Yeah, I think he's like, you in the edit? Well, yeah, I don't think
he... Of course
he
thought you napping was gay.
All he was thinking of was a villa. You were in the villa.
He thought you napping not was gay. He thought you napping was gay. Weak.
Weak, yeah.
It was weak, sorry.
I think we're doing Kevin.
I love Kevin.
He didn't think Jake was weak. I think he was just baffled at the notion of a nap. Strange, it wasn't about Jake. It was just the notion of a nap.
Can I mention Jack's boyfriend said the other day, he's He's never knowingly been upside down. There are certain things you just
knowingly. It happened, but might I don't have recall happened. It. Yeah. Jack you made do. Me unconsenting with upside down, but I didn't. I wasn't awake for it.
There are just things you've never knowingly. I don't think I've never ever known.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good carve out because Kev was like, because if you were about to go, Uncle Kev, you're such a fibber. You fucking fell asleep on that car journey. He'd be like, well, I wasn't. I nodded off, like you say, knowingly.
I've never knowingly eaten kidney or internal organs. Yeah. I might have done.
Might have done. With these
I bet take you, away, I bet sort you of takeaway,
sort of kebab shop. Yeah. Do you go to?
Yeah.
We also same weekend as that. Do you know Ski Comedy? Part Dirk and Ski.
We used to have the same agent.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So we had him on the podcast, and he said quite early on, again, really sincerely, I have not intentionally eaten a vegetable for 20 years. And then we went, what do you mean by intentionally? And he went, I accidentally ate a parsnip thinking it was a potato.
Oh,
but he was so something's like it sneaking out. Its way in.
Something sneaking its way in, but it wasn't intentional. Like it wasn't sauce. Intentional.
Do you ever quiz?
I love to quiz, but I am so psycho. I used to do quiz.
I'm getting that.
I'm
getting that.
What I'm a great combination of is don't know anything. But I'm a bit aggy.
Yeah.
And I'm competitive, so I bring team spirit and no knowledge.
I love it when we get a competitive team. With, I like it. Come on, look, are we doing well at this quiz or not?
Yeah.
A bit of that.
The worst is when someone comes on and just like, whatever, don't really mind.
I don't bring that vibe.
I'm here to play.
Yeah. Even though I'm like, I don't know the sports questions, like, you know about the football teams from the 70s, as long as you got that person on the team.
Yeah.
I'm not that person, but I'll do the fucking pop questions. Yeah. So, I can bring something.
Yeah.
A couple of things to have in your head then. Love it, because we've got 3 rounds of 5 ahead of us. If we can get over double digits, that'd be nice. And also, if in one of the rounds we could get, you know, join the 5 out of 5 club, that would be nice as well.
Do you have a team name for us?
I do. I'm just going to write double digits to remember. That's really something to aim for. Okay, the team name is Onward Quiz Team Soldiers.
Wow, are really into this.
That's really good.
Onward Quiz Team Soldiers. Is that based on a reference? I don't know.
Onward Christian Soldiers is like a hymn.
How does it go? How does the hymn go?
Onward Christian. I don't know. I'm singing
very
it.
You've chosen an octave. I've gone quite low. Because all hymns are soldiers.
I thought it was similar sound, same tune as Come Holy Faithful.
I think that's what I'm doing. Come on, guys, I'm not Christian. I'm sort of slightly making... You're just making like an anti-football song.
Holy Christian Soldiers. singing like lads at a football because they don't want to sing. That's a very distinct type of singing.
I sort of started going off football, off watching football.
Yeah.
Like in person, I was at a ground once and saw all the blokes on the terraces, like it was in the winter singing the songs. They all had their hands in their pocket. Whenever they like sing throughout the song, the chants, they like thrust their hips forward for like the bigger notes.
Did it give you the ick?
Yeah,
it's quite.
I got the ick.
With clock. Because so many songs.
You should do. I don't want to be in this line.
Because they weren't committing to the bit. Because it's like, if you're gonna do it, just fucking do it. Like commit to the bit. Like sing openly.
It's like I don't mind that. It's for thinking you're hard.
Oh, sorry, trying to be hard while you're chanting.
Don't take yourself seriously when you're doing that.
Because you are singing. You're singing a song that all your friends like, which is adorable because it's like you're all together and you're all boys and you want the community. Yeah. So just embrace that you're boys and you want to feel close to the boys.
And you're singing it for these part-time footballers. They don't give a shit about you.
One of them as well, by the law of averages, would probably have quite a nice voice. So, and they're not allowed to
You've got to suppress that.
You're shit and you know you are. But they can't. They've got to go, you're shit and you know you are. Oh, God, it slipped out.
So Onward Christian Soldiers. Lovely is really good.
And Onward Quiz Team. Sorry, it's a pun on Christian.
Sorry.
Sounds a bit like Quiz Team.
Which, just for Liam's defence, Christian still would have been, but
it would have.
You've taken it one better.
I've taken it one.
What is the most interesting fact you've heard recently?
I completely forgot to look for a fact. I know you asked for one.
That's okay. Absolutely fine. That's all right.
We can just skip this segment.
I'm going to come up with one.
Also, you know, we've got the edit as well, so.
Here we go.
No.
Do you know what? It could be a fact about... It could be about yourself.
Yeah.
It could be about some gossip you've heard about someone. It could be about some mad thing you've heard in the news. It could be a rumour that you heard in school. I mean, my favourite rumour from school, of course, was that the story of a guy 2 schools over who had a wank in a bath and his mum used the bath water afterwards and she got pregnant.
Classic.
Love it. That was one of the best.
It was true, so that's extra.
I think that was true,
that's
wasn't
science.
It?
That's science.
That is, and you're a neuroscientist, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's where that stuff happens up here. You get impregnated by your son.
Is it true that women can get pregnant off of a toilet seat?
I think you can get women pregnant off toilet seat. I think most people don't have that level of power.
You are so virile that I think you can.
Have you never heard that before?
I've never heard that. You've never heard that before? That's
the
really funny.
The sperm can't live outside in the air. They're like, as soon as they get to air, they're like...
It's like a fish out of water. It's like
brings new meaning to that song. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
You're the guy in the football chart.
I'm really committed to the gag. I can feel it.
You want to be doing?
I did, because I wasn't sure about it.
It was a good joke, but it wasn't good enough.
It's you. You're the character. That's why. No, it's sweet because we're all the characters.
I was halfway between being a football lad. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Coming in the air.
Come on.
If I was your mother, I would buy you a drum kit because I think it would really harness your energy.
It's the last thing I'd do.
I drummed.
Just buy him a fucking drum kit.
So, look, let me give it to you straight. Normally, we answer a quiz.
Do we not have a fact?
We're not, first time ever.
Because I keep thinking of like celebrity ones.
That's fine.
You can be celebrity.
We'd love a celebrity one. Love a celebrity one. For example,
Jake will just keep doing examples.
Okay, so these are more like celebrity rumours that I've heard and I believe.
Yes.
So we all know that the very famous one, Leonardo DiCaprio, homosexual, when he has sex, he listens to the earphones, hence that joke in Succession about somebody only having sex with headphones on.
Yeah.
And the blindfold, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. And
what, so we can imagine? What,
so like I guess it's probably like, it's like guys having sex. But apparently, I mean, I'm sure he has sex with women because, you know, lots of people have told stories, but... The headphone thing is Leo DiCaprio famously, right?
I'd heard a slightly different take on that, which was that on the headphones is... Well, first of all, I heard that, you know, he's in the club.
Yeah.
And then he'll send one of his cronies to go up to someone. So Leonardo would like to see you now.
Yeah.
They'll go back somewhere and then he'll have sex with them. And on the headphones, he's listening to a recording of him being like, "You're the fucking man, man. You're fucking awesome, man. You're Leonardo DiCaprio."
They're not gay, just self-hyping.
But I don't know. Either one might be true.
Yes, you're right.
I know is that one of those versions is definitely true.
Do you remember the line I think it's the last series of Succession where they make a joke about somebody fucking with headphones on. And it was so obviously, it was like, let's insert
a bit of an inside joke.
Like an inside joke, kind of. Yeah. So that's not really a fact.
No, but out of the chaos, I think we've actually found a new
format. Have we found a new format? Well, yeah. I quite like it.
Is it Celebrity Room? Oh, guys, I'm just
really
changing
like
the format.
Being a, like a rumour or like a fact you're not sure is true.
That's really nice.
You kind of came up with it with your mummy cum bath pregnancy. I'm pregnant with my...
Mummy come bath pregnancy.
I'm sorry that
this
I'm a
train
word
will be stopping at mummy come bath.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, I'm on the Welsh line.
Yeah. We don't know they weren't Welsh.
This is a Welsh train line to mummy come bath.
Mummy come bath.
Could you laugh that hard at your own joke? This is why I spend so little time with men. The only time I spend with men is my nieces.
So
no, it's
That's
adorable.
Really bad. It's
no,
really
I really, no, I really liked it. It's good. It's prepping me for Edinburgh.
Mummy Cumba.
Imagine if there was a
Hello, I'm Mummy Cumba.
Oh gosh.
Right, should we find out who our quizmaster is? So normally we put a quiz from a quizmaster who's already established at pub, but we did put a call out for any non-quizmasters who wanted to try their hand, see if they've got what it takes to be a quizmaster. So with that in mind, this week's quiz comes from Leo. And Leo says, I'm not technically a quizmaster.
Hands up. You've got your hands up then.
Okay, I'm not pretending to be anything I'm not. I'm not technically a quizmaster, but I love the pod and love quizzes.
Thank you, Leo.
And that, for me, is all that matters.
Oh, that sounds really real.
He goes on to say, I'm hoping to start quizzing soon, and I made this bespoke one as a trial run. In brackets, I think it's pretty good. I love a bit of confidence. Love a bit of belief. And would be honoured if you used it on the pod. Leo. Can't wait to do your
really
quiz
can't.
With this team. I'm glad that he's got a team who are going to take it quite seriously. We want to do well.
Yeah.
He's going in at the deep end here.
And Leo, I think you complete a 35-episode streak of no female quizmasters writing in.
Are you saying Leah or
Leo? Leo. Yeah. If you are a female quizmaster, please write a quiz in. We'd love to hear
from
you.
Even opened it up to listeners a bit.
We're now having to accept quiz people who aren't even quizmasters because there are no, just if there's any women listening to this, please write a quiz.
Do you guys think that might be because girls don't listen to your podcast?
You say that, but then you say that. I know what you're saying, but then we've done a couple of live shows.
Whenever we've done our live shows, the split has been 50-50.
Yeah, but that's because of the raw sexuality that you guys are bringing.
Do you know what? There's nothing worse than your sexuality being used as a sarcastic punchline. There's nothing.
There is nothing worse. The girls see those tickets and they're like, we've got to.
Can I just say, Davina, I would never use your sexuality like that. I would never use your sexuality against you like that.
I'd actually be really upset if you ever didn't use my sexuality in that way. So I'm like, I know I was being serious. I was like, maybe some girls are fit, so I want to go to the thing.
Did you see the act out at the end when she was like, yeah, we want to get in like that? As if it's like a mass pile-on of like, can we just see them?
Yeah, there were hundreds of girls in the
actor. Can we just see them? They come in and it's me and you like that.
There are hundreds of girls at the live show.
Imagine that coming in.
Guys, theoretically, some girls do. I was being completely serious. Some girls do fancy you.
You see them.
Some real girls do fancy you.
Some girls do fancy you.
They do, and they're real.
Oh, if either of you real girls listening, want to send a quiz in, please send a quiz in.
Leo, the final thing he says is, when I do host my quiz, eventually it will be every other Tuesday, obviously. Bit of an inside joke for the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Basically, a lot of quiz masters write in and say, come and see my quiz. Yeah. It's at the Dog and Duck every other Tuesday. Yeah. We say, you have to commit to the bit, come on.
The first time I did the joke on like episode 5. Yeah, can you do it? I was so good about two years ago when he went, oh, the quiz is every other Tuesday. And I quite quickly quipped saying, no idea what Tuesday that is, but like it was better than that at the time. But I basically, it sounds really. I basically said, and then I went on to say, which I've developed as episodes gone on. I go, oh well, go along this Tuesday, and if it's not on, go next week, and it will be.
And you're with United. That's your agent, yeah. No, it's good. It's really good, actually. It's an interesting.
United's gone downhill.
Oh my god.
Oh, United's got a quota.
Oh wow.
Oh, round one from Leo.
He did 5 minutes on every other Tuesday.
Round one is general knowledge. Question one, round one. Which artist painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Rome?
Leonardo. Oh, sorry, I write it.
No, it's Leonardo da Vinci. Is it? Because I get confused as to whether it's him
or Michelangelo. Which turtle? Fuck me.
What are we like?
Not to make it about myself.
Yep.
Did do a sketch. It was Jack's idea, actually.
Jack's getting a lot of looking today, isn't he?
It was Michelangelo after painting the Sistine Chapel. Coming home and his wife wants him to paint the skirting board.
That's absolutely hilarious. That's really good comedy.
And we did it on our Radio 4 pilot, actually.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen?
Wow, big plug for the Radio 4 show. You can get that on BBC Sounds.
Yeah. Didn't go for a full series, didn't it?
But the first episode did.
We got a pilot.
Yeah, fucking great.
And then they didn't want any more, but one's enough.
One is enough.
One bloody good one.
I'm so sorry that I said so confidently Leonardo da Vinci and it was Michelangelo.
Don't at all. This is what's great about being on a team together and getting to know each other through quiz. Question two.
Question two is name Disney's first film.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you know it?
No. I was going to say it's the. Is it not the black and white Mickey Mouse on the steam train?
Is it called Speed? Speedboat Willie or something like that.
God, you are fucking good.
Is that what it's called?
I feel like you're doing really well, and you're doing it in a really like. I know this is nuts, but is it like the square root? Is that your thing? You're like,
it's not normally his thing, but you're doing.
But I did
very
get
well.
The first one, and then.
I think it is something like Steamboat Willie. I know the film you guys are thinking of.
My worry here, and Leo, thanks for sending the quiz in, but let's just be aware. He said, look, I'm not a quiz master, okay? So maybe there are going to be sort of a few holes in things. An experienced quiz master might specify Disney's first ever, you know, piece of film footage or Disney's first feature film.
So you think he means Snow White?
I wonder if he means Disney's first feature film and the answer is Snow White.
Can we back ourselves, can I just say
this is probably the leading quiz host in the country and he's giving you direct advice.
And that's why women come for the raw sexuality, but also when you're a leading quiz master. Mm. That's what the women come for.
When you're a leading quiz master in the UK.
Yeah.
When you're one of the ladies. The ladies go like that.
Yeah. They're not going over things. They're trying to pry the doors open. I don't know if that wasn't clear in my head.
I thought it was like a massive...
I've locked them. I'm too busy writing quizzes.
I thought it was like there's a surge of people.
Like a stampede, yeah. They're trying to get through each other, but also the doors.
They're trying to clamber over each other to and the doors just to see Jake.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 28 days later.
We don't think it's Steamboat Willie then.
I just wanted to put that out there so that I could sleep easy tonight.
It just needs a little bit more clarification from Leo, isn't it?
I think a little bit. Because I think they're both great questions. I think, to be honest with you, both of you getting Steamboat Willie is a fucking
incredible answer.
So I'd love that to be the answer. I just don't want us to fall into the trap of actually missing someone who's Snow White. He's got so excited to write his quiz and then he's missed out a little bit of a qualifying word and then suddenly we're in
Can we not just say both and back ourselves that, you know, is that not allowed?
Honestly, it could be. We just need to decide that we want to be playing that sort of game.
You're like Uncle Kev. You just don't fuck about, do you?
Yeah.
Related.
Disney's
first one, what are we going to go for?
Should we go Steamboat Willie? But you think Snow White? I think it'd be their first, what was their first film? Steamboat Willie was a film. All the first ones were all the Mickey
Mouse
stuff.
Happy to go with it. Why wouldn't it be that?
Because it's maybe not featured. Because it wasn't released maybe in the cinema
film
or something.
A full length film. I think that was just a bit of footage.
Like a short film.
Let's give Leo the benefit of the doubt and let's play him to his word. He's not said feature. Mm-hmm. So let's play him to his word. Let's not.
Then it's Steamboat Willie.
Can I say
I only know this from the Simpsons parody. They did an Itchy and Scratchy. The Simpsons is from history. But the Itchy and Scratchy did a parody, I'm sure. Simpsons. And it was like Steamboat. And I think they had the captain. I'm sure you're right.
Question three. What is the only country in the world whose name contains all five vowels? That's a great question.
That's a brilliant question.
My first thought was Australia, but there's no O.
God, you can do that without writing.
Is it the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Oh my god!
That's really good, Jake.
Fuck me.
I was just trying to think of a long.
Hold on, no. You go. Oh my god!
Has he got all of them in there?
A E I. You're like a fucking savant.
Honestly, I think as a group, we're really operating on a high level.
Where did you go to university?
I did my law degree at Manchester.
It's a really good place for law.
And then I did a master's in politics at Leeds.
Law Manchester. It's like one of the best law departments in the country.
I know. Wasted it though, doing this instead. Question.
That was amazing.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
It's just really sort of adult about where did you go to university?
More like, let's cut through where this. Is this some Oxford asshole who's just pretending not to be?
No, I remember being like, I'm not even going to apply to Oxford. Even if I got in, I wouldn't want to go because I wouldn't want to be an arsehole. And then I thought, you should always try for these things.
Do you think you could have got in? Were you around that level?
Probably not.
Yeah, the fact you're even in the conversation is very impressive.
Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
A-E-I-O-U.
It might be wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's
not wrong.
But there may be some qualifier that I've missed that maybe that's not the technical name. Mm. I don't know.
Question four. What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Central Perk.
Lovely. Get it in there.
Sorry, because I was really letting the team down.
No, not at all. I think we're close. I think this could be a 5 out of 5 if we get this.
Put the mockers on it.
Who was the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2025?
And Leo, I just want to say, you came into it. Do you think it is?
No.
What year is Brat? So we're in 2026.
That's 2024, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Leo, you came into this saying this would be general knowledge. You've hit us with history of art, film, geography and sort of language, TV and now music. Thank you for a genuinely general knowledge quiz.
Brilliantly.
Streamed off Spotify 2025.
But is it K-pop Demon Hunter? I'm just trying to think. Are we doing this by single or album?
I think you're overthinking it. This is Bruno Mars. It's either Bruno Mars, The Weeknd or Taylor Swift.
I think you're spot on.
Sorry to be really thick, but like... So it's how many streams it's... I just don't understand.
I guarantee it.
I want to know what your question is.
I think I don't understand what constitutes the streaming criteria.
Listened to on Spotify or YouTube or...
So I guess my question is this massively impacted by a big album release?
It's just Spotify. But
so then it can't be Spotify. Bruno Mars, right? Because he didn't release a massive album in 2025, but Taylor Swift did. She released.
But Bruno Mars, I think, just gets continuously.
All the time.
I've asked this quiz question.
He's number one at the minute.
You guys will definitely know this more than me.
Of every year, and The Weeknd and Bruno Mars, for some reason, always pop up.
The Weeknd, I get. Bruno Mars, I guess, like weddings and bar mitzvahs, because it's like you know, it's on a heart, right?
It's just on everyone's.
You must have done this question before. You must have wrote this question before.
Because of Weddings.
I thought it was Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, her album did come out in 2025, and it did really well.
Yeah. No, I like Bruno Mars.
No.
I like Bruno Mars.
Sorry, I would back... I'm backing Taylor because I love
Taylor. You're backing Taylor, so we've got Taylor.
I feel like
you guys know more because you know about streaming, and I'm like...
No, I think we just know what constitutes a stream. I don't think that means that we know.
The fact that you're like Bruno Mars is always up there.
He is always up there.
Never know that.
The Weeknd.
Is Ed Sheeran and also another like quite cheesy...
Brilliant.
Yeah, no. Sorry, because if we're doing Bruno Mars, then we're doing Ed Sheeran and other just like... You know, that will be listened to by like people in their 60s all the way down to children.
I think Bruno Mars.
Oh, right, Bruno. You Mars.
I trust you guys, go nuts. It's Ed Sheeran, I'm going to be pissy. He's the one who's come up the most. Fine, I trust you.
Right, the answers. The artist who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel is Michelangelo. The first Disney film. So we were torn between, well, we had a bit of a debate about is it a feature film? He didn't specify a feature film. What is the first feature film?
Snow White is the first feature film.
The answer that Leo's put is Snow White.
Ah,
motherfucker.
Okay.
So, Leo, it's so important to give all the information for the question. Hello, Leo. I'm not annoyed at you. You said, look, I'm not a quiz master, I'm giving it a go. But what you've put me in a position where I've wanted to meet Davina for a long time. I know Liam has as well. We've invited her onto this quiz and it's become a shit show. And I think that's because of you.
Because you couldn't write the word feature.
Because you couldn't write the word feature. Because I don't know if it's because you just didn't think to, or you can't spell, or you're just generally thick, but...
I'm annoyed as well.
But something's not clicking up there. Something's not functioning.
And also, for that to happen on question number two...
Yeah. I've gone from thinking, fucking hell, this is fun. Look at the spread of stuff. To thinking, what is the...
I'm going to cut you
what
some...
What is the mess?
I'm going to cut you some slack here, Leo, because there's plenty of time to... You know, not always lost. There's plenty of time to move on, but this is not a good start.
No, this is a mess. This is chaos.
Would Steamboat Willie have been correct?
Yeah. Would it have been?
Would that have been?
Is so he was wrong.
Yeah.
He made... us kind of have an argument.
Yeah.
Or arguably encourage discourse.
Leo, you're on a three-strike system.
Yeah, that's good.
If you get any more... So two more mistakes. Not only do I not want you to ever write a quiz in again, I want you to stop listening to the podcast.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Number
if
three.
If there's one more fucking mistake, then you get another one because it's three-strike system.
Number three, the only country in the world whose name contains all five vowels. We know Democratic Republic of Congo does, so the answer is... Mozambique.
You're on one
right,
strike.
Right, that is...
You're on one fucking
right, Leo,
strike.
I was really willing
what
to go...
What is going on here?
This is a joke.
Davina, I am so sorry.
Davina. Do you know what?
Fucking
my heart
hell.
Goes out to Davina on this.
Fucking hell.
In good faith.
Can we release this?
What is...
Mozambique.
Mozambique. So
did Davina do the right calculations for Democratic...
A-E-I-O-U.
And I can't... Davina, I'm so... The fact we've got Davina to have to say A-E-I-O-U out loud.
And I'm
she's
dyslexic,
a fucking
so it's
weird.
Hard.
Why she's
are
a dyslexic
hard.
Neuroscientist. And we're getting her to say A-I-I-O-U, A-I-I-O-U, all those letters. Huh?
All of the vowels.
Producer, what are you going to say?
I've done some Googling. I know what the question should have been.
Oh, yeah, we all know what the question should have been.
Two strikes
but this
Leo.
Is still on
sorry,
Leo.
So
the pub quiz pod, the answer to the question.
Question two should have been what Disney's first feature film.
Do you know what? He's going to have written that the fucking thing in... the fucking cafe in Central Friends was called like
bloody
left that's what he's gonna say
Central Park
yeah. Central Park what, that's
should, what should it have been
the question should have been what's the only country in the world whose name contains all five vowels only once
that's a different question.
At what point was Davina meant to say Jake you can't have that Democratic Republic of Congo you get two of the same vowels. I'm worried that now that Leo's sort of like pulling his hair out, stressed. Like,
well, he will be.
He's not panicking.
Yeah, I know, but he's put himself out there for this.
Can't breathe. Oh, when I was working, guy who I used to work at TV with told me about this quite young researcher who was working on, I think, League of Their Own when James Corden was hosting it. And sorry, he'd found this fact that Freddie Flintoff had done some charity match in what year?
Mm.
Whatever year. And so James Corden's like, and Freddie, tell me about this charity match that you did. And Freddie Flintoff goes, that wasn't me, I didn't do that. And Freddie Flintoff goes, oh, okay. You can hear the sound of a researcher being fired. And the researcher's watching this and getting stressed, like, I've got the facts wrong. He apparently got so stressed that he went blind for 5 minutes. he said, honestly, I was so stressed, I think I went blind for about 5 to 10 minutes. Imagine being so stressed by the wrath that's going to come.
Your body is that overstimulated with stress, but it's gone like, you know what, I don't want to see any more ever. Just vision gone. I'm just going to shut down that sense.
Did he lose the job?
I don't know. But imagine, Leo, I'm just worried at the moment, Leo is
the researcher's blind. Leo's doing that. Leo's hearing's gone.
Leo's like, I can't.
Leo's hearing went, it's no what, his vision's gone at Mozambique.
I need to hear, because I need to hear what else I fucked
this
up
This has
on.
Never happened before.
Oh, Leo.
Fucking hell, Leo.
Be Central Park.
Number four, the name of the coffee shop in Friends is Central Perk.
Yeah, that's so it. Get something right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tapping.
He's got one thing right in his life for the first time.
Oh.
Is that too harsh?
That's good stuff. The thing is, Leo, in all honesty, Leo, if you've got anything about you, you'll be loving this.
I'm genuinely quite baffled at this.
The
most streamed artist on Spotify in 2025 was, we said Bruno Mars, Bad Bunny. Who is that? Who's Bad Bunny?
You don't know Bad Bunny?
Is it Bad Bunny?
It is Bad Bunny.
He's very good.
It's not a good position now that you're
don't trust him.
Yeah, everything you question. Is it Bad Bunny?
We've got two there.
Despite getting
four questions correct.
But we didn't get two, we got four. Sorry.
No, I
won't have my credibility.
If we're in a pub quiz with Leo now, you've got to take him to his word.
But I've always said that I despise those old men at the back of the pub go, no, sorry, mate, I've just got, you're wrong that, like, the quiz master's a quiz master on this situation.
No, what are you talking? This is how fascism starts. Are you mad? Leo says the sky is red, do we just go, okay, well, who's the quiz master? No, if Leo's objectively wrong. He didn't say
next thing,
only
next
once.
Thing Leo's going to say that we don't have a powerful sexuality, and we've got to believe that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just because Leo says it so, it doesn't make it true.
What do you think is better? Do you think it's better that Leo has sent this in here first for a trial? What do you think is harsher on him? Sending it in here first for his trial run and getting it all wrong? Mm. Or if he'd gone to an actual pub and done it?
Well, it's tough, isn't it? Because, you know, it's never easy dying on stage. I mean, you know.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
But then again, having your name dragged through the mud on a podcast that gets, you know, tens of listens. I think that's
all
the thing.
Men, but still.
it's the difference between half a dozen people shouting at you in a pub, or maybe two dozen people thinking you're an idiot on this. I don't know.
At least he's not had to face this, you know what I mean? He can be a bit anonymous.
But he won't face it, because not only is he wrong, but he's a pussy as well.
But then he might have wanted to be...
Leo, I didn't mean that. I want to take that back. Can I strike that from the pod,
Let's see if he can redeem it in round two.
Okay. Round two, Blighty. Which tells me Leo has got a bit of a... I don't know, colonial sympathies?
He's a flag waver. Leo's a flag waver. He's got a flag.
Leo,
and he just doesn't understand why he can't use the flag. What's wrong with the English flag? What's wrong with the British flag?
Leo, I really, really appreciate you. Which town in England contains the largest castle in Europe? It's probably going to be Edinburgh, isn't it?
Are you sure it's not the south? It can only be the south of England.
Which town in England contains the largest castle in Europe?
Well, that just reminded me, I had a dream last night, but I was at Nunney Castle.
What castle?
Nunney Castle. Nunney.
What's Nunney Castle? Where's that?
In the south, Somerset.
Is it big?
It wasn't a dream, and I was thinking, bloody hell, it's bigger than I remember, but it's not. It's quite impressive. It's got a moat around it.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
So you immediately said Edinburgh Castle because you think it's bigger?
No, he said which town in England, and I just made a mean quip that he'd probably think Edinburgh counts. I wonder if it's Windsor. Simple as that.
Yeah.
The only other castle I've heard of is Corfe Castle in Devon, and it's not that big.
My argument for Windsor would be that, like, they actually do live there a lot of the year, and you know, there's tours and like stuff happens there.
Okay.
A lot of the other castles are sort of Warwick. Ruins. Warwick's a
that
good
sounds
shout.
Like a good. So all the cathedral towns. Warwick
is a city, is it not? And he said which town? So that would mean...
I don't think Warwick is a city. I don't think Warwick's a city.
I think Windsor.
Yeah, let's go Windsor.
Let's go Windsor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Can we just make sure that we're not being really stupid? It's towns in England, not Britain.
Yeah.
I think let's go Windsor.
Besides English, what's the most common language spoken in England? Ooh, lovely
French,
question.
Surely. We don't have many Spanish speakers. It's a great question.
The most common language spoken in England.
Can I think...
Is this going to be a bit of a political question? Yeah, you know, is it politically motivated?
Because Leo's a flag waving racist. Is it going to be Leo's not racist.
I've got a guess. I think I've heard.
Go on.
Polish.
Oh, really good point. I was going to say Bangladesh, but that's not a language.
No. Definitely go with
it. We should go with the language. It's not going to be Polish because loads of Polish people left.
It could be Urdu. It could be Arabic. It could be.
Arabic's not a terrible shout. Fuck.
Chinese.
This is really hard. Yeah. But there aren't many, like Mandarin or Cantonese.
Leo,
there aren't many.
Not bad question.
Yeah, but knowing him.
Yeah.
His answer.
Simlish.
Right, he's going to come back with like Portuguese. Well, oh, shut up, Leo.
He's going to come back with like Welsh.
Ooh.
But most English. But loads of Welsh people don't speak.
It's also England, sorry.
But the disappointing thing is just the loss of trust.
100%. That's about the disappointing thing. Eroding,
it's like,
isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm really tempted by Arabic because every Muslim person knows Arabic, right?
No.
Is that a mad thing to have
said? No, because if you're Southeast Asian, why would you know?
Unless
you studied
the Quran. But
you
have to learn Arabic to understand the Quran.
Yeah, but that's if you're Southeast Asian. Say you're like Punjabi. Say you haven't had Arabic classes. You've not been to like
a madrasa.
If you've not studied the Quran. Just because you're Muslim, you wouldn't have necessarily...
But I think you...
Do you think you would...
I think you do. I think you learn Arabic.
If you're Southeast Asian and you think you speak Arabic...
I think you learn Arabic to understand the Quran.
I'm thinking like French and Arabic, but then I'm getting really in my head.
You want to go Arabic?
I want to go Arabic.
In England?
I do think Polish, but I'm happy to back down on this.
I think 10 years ago I would have said yes, but not now. Like
French?
My first thought was French, right? Because if you're Lebanese, you speak French. If you're Moroccan, you speak French. Some Egyptian people would have... Old Egyptians speak French.
Should we go Arabic? Should we go Arabic?
I do like Arabic.
Makes sense.
I swear to God, if you're wrong,
What will you do if I'm wrong?
I swear to God, I'll flip this table.
I'd love to see a table flip. Question number 3. In what year did England win the Cricket World Cup? One day, not 2020.
Oh, we can't specify some stuff.
I remember. What the year? Oh, I'm not going to...
Can we just say, just very quickly, clean slate for Leo? Can we just sort of clean back, slate. Back
not
in? We're trusting him. We're just...
Round
one was a shambles, but we're with you now, mate.
You're so nice. Why are we giving Leo such credibility?
Because it's his first try.
If your heart gets broken, if a boy or a girl cheats on you, it's exactly that. It's like, well... You told me you haven't cheated again, but all the trust has gone, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The trust has gone, but...
I think it happened just before COVID. I think it was 2019. Question 4. Yummy, yum, yum. The tube line with the most stops. Davina Bentley, I'm going to come to you for this.
My first thought is Northern Line, but then we've got Met, which goes so far.
The Met goes so far
up into Amersham.
But the Northern Line splits into two.
Such a good point.
And I think it's...
My first thought is Northern Line, just because we're going...
To throw an honourable mention, actually, for the Central Line, because that also splits and divides and keeps going and going and going. In fact, I'm sort of quite tempted by the Central Line, actually.
I feel like you're going quite instinctual. My first thought is to start counting, but the last time I counted things, like the vowels...
That was not your fault.
Sorry, I'm cross on your behalf. You immediately came up with it like some kind of savant genius child.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Central feels...
Do you want to just count? Should we do a rough count? Do you think that's mad? If we're counting from like Epping, should we do some rough count of the Essex bit?
Oh, and there's also that circular bit as well.
Aidan Boss.
I wouldn't be able to count them. I really wouldn't be able to count them.
I think we just... I think go off your instinct. Just picture the map. Picture the like silver and you go...
You want to go Northern Line?
Because I'm seeing like Victoria, you're so short. Victoria Line, you're so speedy and short. She's so wickle. Northern Line, like, oh my God, we're going to Clapham. We're going to Morden. We're at these places. This is crazy. We're going all the way up to Ibarnet. But fuck, Central Line is so quick in between each stop.
And it goes so far east. It's like crazy how far east.
That far east. It just goes into Essex.
Into Essex. I'm not saying it goes far east, like it's in Shanghai, but like Essex is so east.
Right. Let's say central. If we're wrong.
I swear to God.
I felt really good the other day for the first time ever. Someone asked me for a bit of like direction on the tube, and I was able to actually go, I think you need that one.
You know what a Londoner would have done? Fuck off.
That's not me. You're such
a sweetie.
And he would have helped him with your bag as well.
Oh, you're such a love.
And then
have nicked your
told
wallet.
Him, told him what way to go. He went the opposite direction.
Yeah. Is the stuff about Ishmael on the pod?
Ishmael helping with my bags. I'm embarrassed because it's really princessy, but I've just only ever had experiences of like, I'm really weak. I should have fucking worked out before Edinburgh. So I'm not strong enough. If I pull my back, I'm fucked. Like, and also it's like, this, you know, it's like, seems like a really good thing. It's like 37 quid an hour. Fuck it, I'm already spending so much at Edinburgh.
How's it? Yeah, and
it's
how's
an extra fucking spunking another whatever it is.
And on the other end, what happens?
It's a really, really good
point. Does he come to it? What does he do? Is he just meeting you at the station and you just put your bag on?
You're paying him a two-hour rate.
Well, initially I was like, can I meet you at Coles Cross? And he was like, well, actually, it's 2 hours minimum. I was like, that's fine. Would you mind meeting me outside my flat? Get an Uber. You guys are looking at me with such pity.
I would do this
mental.
You're so sweet.
Mental. That guy is robbing you.
Do you know what? It's a little bit. No, he sounds so lovely.
Yeah, I bet he is.
If I'm honest, this is one of the rare times in my life where I'm like, fuck, should I have got a boyfriend? Like, I was thinking about calling my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or calling my ex-boyfriend, who's very physically strong.
Ooh.
Shout out.
Wow.
You must have a neighbour, just someone who... So what are you paying?
No, because I feel like such a mug.
37 quid an hour?
It's a bit embarrassing. It's like paying for a boyfriend.
So you're paying like 75 quid, and what's he doing? And he's coming to yours,
I'm basically paying Ishmael to be my boyfriend.
Are you
going to
like leave the bag... You leaving the bag... Is the bag going to be on your bed, and you're going to go...
No, not on my bed. I'm not a total loser.
All right, so you're doing a bit. You're taking it down, you're bringing it outside. The Uber driver or the taxi driver would have gone... Would have helped you put it in the back of his car and got it out of your car.
It's too embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. That's one lift done.
It's more embarrassing going, this is the man I'm paying 75.
Do you know what? Do you know what's more embarrassing? I've had to run through in my head. We're at King's Cross, and you know it's always carnage in August, right? Because everyone's going up for Edinburgh. It's fucking carnage. They're gonna let me on because I've got a ticket. They're not going to let Ishmael on. So I've thought about it. I'm going to have to say,
yeah, you won't be able to get
this is
values.
My boyfriend. Can my boyfriend please help me get the bag onto the train?
And they
is
go,
this
no,
too
sad
to
enough.
Keep onto your podcast?
No, this is amazing.
This is mental.
It's horrific. It's one of the most embarrassing things that I've ever done.
But then we haven't even done it yet.
If
you don't fancy Ishmael.
He actually looks really handsome. He's probably got a wife. He looks really handsome and tall.
He'll try it on.
Well, Ishmael's probably got a lovely wife.
Might not.
Well, we don't know.
Might be a horrible wife.
We also don't know if I'll... Pardon?
Might be a horrible wife.
Yeah.
Right, but look, he's like... He's going to be working on a bank holiday Monday. Ishmael's a good guy. He works hard. He's going to have a lovely wife and probably...
It doesn't sound like he works hard. It sounds like he lifts one bag onto a train.
No, so don't cast that... So you haven't seen his task...
Seen
his task rabbit profile. He can lift. I don't know why you're laughing. Ishmael can fucking... Sorry.
Oh,
I don't need to cast that. Ishmael, sorry. No, I'm sure I'm just saying Ishmael does my videos. They've shown a picture.
All I've
Ishmael,
done. No,
what, he lifts the room
and that's
before
worse
because
it was just you. It was all just you.
It was just you.
It wasn't both of us.
Don't need you there.
She saw what I'd been working out.
Don't need you there.
Sorry. Guys, the bag is really, really, really heavy.
Not my battle.
All that's ever happened in our life, Davina, is me offering you to lift that bag on there for free.
So sweet.
And all you've said is I can't lift it, he can.
No, of course you can. Sorry.
Do you know what? I don't want to.
Jake, I'm so sorry.
I don't want to.
You could have lifted it.
Yeah.
The whole thing is so embarrassing. I'm paying a man to be my boyfriend.
What?
No, I'm so sorry.
No,
you do look quite strong. It's just because I have two brothers and I'm used to being mean to boys.
Strong.
I'm sorry, boys have
someone
feelings.
Someone does fancy you.
Question five. What vegetable? I feel like a fucking vegetable right now.
Oh my God, Jake, you look really handsome
turnip
today.
I feel like a bloody turnip.
Oh.
What vegetable famously lasts? Let's just get on with the quiz. Leo's pissed me off. You've joined in.
No, I didn't.
What?
I backed you every step
it's
of the way.
It's just you, not me.
This has been the
most... You are really physically
strong.
It's
just you.
I'm embarrassed
just you.
Oh. Boyfriend.
It was bad that you picked him out. It's okay if you have a go.
What vegetable famously lasted longer than Liz Truss's
lettuce.
Reign
lettuce.
As Prime
lettuce.
Minister?
The lettuce. Lettuce.
We're back on. Let's see if we can get 5 out of 5 on this.
Are you not tall? Jake, you really cross... I think you do are really physically strong. And you're tall. He's actually really tall. And he's handsome.
Oh, right. We're back in the room. We're all good. Do you want to share a bit of this to make up for it?
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to call you physically weak.
Mm-mm.
I think you're physically really strong.
I'm actually really weak. Go on, have a go on that.
I don't know what you're laughing at. Oh.
Which town in England contains the largest castle? It was Windsor.
Well done, Jake.
We've got a point. Besides English, most common language. Well, I said Arabic. You were thinking French.
I said
Polish. It was Polish. We didn't go for it.
I'm so sorry. That was entirely me talking you down.
611,845 speakers.
I said that as well. I said that number.
Did you?
In what year did England win the Cricket World Cup one day, not 2020? It was 2019.
Well done, Jake.
You smashed it.
How did we do that?
I'm so sorry.
I stopped us getting 5 for 5.
What tube line has the most stops? It's a Jubilee.
Didn't even get said, did it?
I don't know if that's true.
Everything, because it says that
that Windsor is the largest inhabited castle.
Oh, right. Oh. You're Googling all of these now.
So he,
you know what Leo's problem is? It keeps coming up. He's missing key bits of information in the question.
So
Windsor's fine. Yeah, well, I'm happy with Windsor.
He's probably into cricket. He's happy to talk about that. So the cows come home. But...
Okay, so what's the largest, ignoring habitable and not habitable?
Apparently there's a bigger one in Dover.
Oh, for goodness sake. Hell.
So it's not... It's
sorry,
not...
no, we got it right. Sorry, I'm not dealing
yeah,
with
it. Yeah, I know.
We got it, when we got it wrong, we said we got it right. I mean,
it's still
and,
a...
And what guys... we think about the tube line?
The Jubilee line has 28 stops.
And how many is like...
The district has got 60.
Oh, mate, this...
This is an Leo. Absolute
Leo,
disaster.
You're on like four strikes here, mate. Shit. District line.
District. District's coming up. It's coming up, district. It's consistently coming up, district.
Shit.
Sorry, I didn't even think of district. It doesn't...
Oh, no.
And what's interesting is that has 60 stations.
You know
so,
what?
I'm starting to think... maybe he's got... Something's confused.
You know
there.
What I'm thinking? I'm starting to think it's a bloody good job he wasn't doing this at actual quiz night. Because I think he'd have been ripped.
Sorry to I think sort of say this phrase, but he'd have been ripped a new one. He would have been. He would have been.
By the residents.
Can we bleep that?
By the quiz.
Yeah. Can you keep that in, please? He'd have been ripped a new one.
Leo, mate, I was really rooting for you.
What vegetable lasted longer? He's put cucumber. He's put...
Classic Leo.
Not even a fruit, yeah. It's a vegetable.
Ah, he's put bread.
he's put a tub of custard. He's put tubby custard. It's a lettuce. We got it right.
Hang on. What is going on here?
Davina, before we go into the final round, very quickly, we talked a bit about Edinburgh. What is the name of your show?
My show is called Dancing While Old.
Dancing While Old.
And it's on at the Pleasance, 5:30 every day in the cellar.
What's the driving force behind the show?
The show is about tethering your identity to something else. Like maybe you've got a successful podcast and you're like, is that what I am? I'm a successful podcast guy. Or maybe tethering it to being young and beautiful because you're young and beautiful and strong. Mm. And it's about that. It's about when you're a woman, lady girl, and all your value is tied up in being fit, but also very funny. It's very funny.
It will be very funny.
I'm a stand-up, so it's stand-up.
How many Edinburghs have you done before?
I've never debuted, even though I've been.
So this is your
years.
Debut.
It's my debut. It's my debut.
Wow.
I'm going to come down the stairs in like white gloves, like a sexy 14-year-old debutante. Yeah, it's because I just waited so long, and then I was like, I only want to do it when it feels right. Now it feels right.
And you feel ready. This is.
I mean, I'm a person, I will never feel ready for anything. Mm. I'm just one of those people.
Just got to take the leap.
That's when I decided to do it. And I was like, all these boys have been doing stand-up 2 years or a year. They're like fucking debuting.
Mm.
I was like, and I've been doing it for years and I'm too pussy. It's like, you have to just jump off the diving board.
I can't bloody wait for you.
How many years have you been doing stand-up?
Been stand-up for 10 years.
Well, go and check it out. Go and bloody watch it if you're up at the Fringe.
Yeah.
All your female listeners can...
Yeah.
Can watch it.
Yeah. Apart from you, Leah, didn't you show up? You probably bang your head on the way in.
Sorry, is it? Are you again? Is
probably
she
trip
a female
over your
listener? Are we saying it's a boy?
No,
it's racist, Leo.
No, Leo, we'd go to the wrong bloody venue.
Don't look at him for approval when you make a funny joke. This is something men in my audiences do all the time. Boys make a funny joke, but they're so excited they look at their mate when they say it. It's so cute. As you said, the cuss of you looked at him like, "Daddy."
Leo's going to check out Davina at the Glasgow Comedy Festival.
Which is during Oktoberfest. Absolutely.
Leo thought Edinburgh Fringe Festival was a celebration of different haircuts. Right, final round. Let's smash this.
Miscellaneous.
Okay.
Who was the original host of the children's TV show Bamzuki and went on to have a prominent sports broadcasting career? Yep.
Jake Humphries.
Yeah.
Bamzuki. Do you know this? It was very...
How did they do it? Was it like...
do you remember it?
Yeah, it was like 3D. No, I really liked it. It was sort of like 3D robots.
Yeah, designed.
But it was all like projected onto...
Yeah.
I wanted to know what the kids stood around it could actually see.
Yeah, because they were all be going, yeah!
Come on, but there's nothing going on.
Lots of instruction to go, yeah!
Just
and
sort
that's
of
it.
CGI'd it in after. Question two. Who was appointed Chelsea manager in January this year? If anyone in the year 2028 is maybe going back through the episodes and listening, this is like a cult classic now. People go back to the start. We are currently in 2026. So in January 2028.
I don't know, mate. You'll know. I don't, it's not my... What was, surely this is...
Yeah, no, I do know. I just need to work it out. It was Liam Rosinia.
Okay, lovely.
I think.
Are you a football fan in any capacity?
I just support Arsenal in a North London-y.
Yeah.
You'll know Liam Rossini had all the sort of David Brent clips about him. You know when he was like, we need to respect the ball and all stuff like that. Do you remember that?
Respect the ball?
Yeah, he was like, we need to respect the ball.
And is he got
all
the
players to huddle around. No, English. I think that's why he didn't get away with it. It was Italian. Everyone would
be like, yeah, you've got to respect the ball. It's a ball. You've got to make love to it.
Yeah. Caress the ball.
Yeah.
Touch the ball.
Even if it says no, because... No, okay. Italians, hello. I'm a girl, I can say it's true.
Number three, when David Bowie died, a contestant on Celebrity Big Brother mistakenly believed what housemate had died instead.
David Guest.
Yeah, best TV.
David's died. No, but fuck, it wasn't David Bowie. Oh, was that about David Bowie? No, that was years apart.
The contestant,
Yeah,
so right. Angie Bowie was in the Big Brother house and got called into the diary room and told, I'm really sorry, your ex-husband David Bowie has died. Leaves the diary room.
David's dead.
Bumps into, I don't know what her name was. She was like a model, American woman. And she said, but David's died. And she thinks, because David Guest had a cold.
It's the same woman been in bed all day, Gemma Collins she was a cunt, right?
Yeah.
Gemma is a cunt. Yeah, yeah. And I don't want her shoes. And then that hilarious speech.
He'd had a cold. He'd been sniffling.
It's the perfect culmination. Yeah.
How did he die? Cancer. Really?
Oh my really? God.
They would have been thinking, oh, it probably
sepsis. Yeah, and he came down with it yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was David Bowie. Downturn. That would make a lot of sense. And I didn't realise that was David Bowie's first wife.
Absolutely incredible. Okay, well, I'm feeling good about this. I'm wondering about a 5 out of 5.
Every time you say it, yeah, fuck off.
I know, I keep fucking doing that.
Number four, which sea creature has 3 hearts, blue blood, and 10 limbs?
And now we're fucked.
10 limbs? Well, and it can't be an octopus. It's not
it's
a sea.
It's got to be an octopus, hasn't it?
10, though. Oh, no,
three
sorry.
3 hearts. It does have 3 hearts, doesn't it?
Does it? 10 limbs. Octo is 8, though, guys. So
octopus,
it's 8.
Yeah, of course. What
an guys, idiot. 10 limbs.
Idiot. Jellyfish?
Could it's not a terrible shout. This is like...
Prawns have 10 legs.
Ooh.
Prawns have 10 legs, but I don't know if they've got 3 hearts.
Fuck. Ooh, sorry. Prawn's not a bad sorry. Shout. So we've got 10 legs, 3 hearts. What was the other thing?
And blue blood.
Blue blood.
Oh, blue. Surely that's why they're... Not why they're pink, something
oh, yeah, they colour. Are blue, aren't they? They're
so shrimps, prawns.
Shrimps
fuck,
and prawns?
Langoustine? All the shrimp, shrimps? All the pink. We get from his
let's
eyes.
Go, let's go prawn, let's go prawn.
Hold on.
Well, we've only got 10 legs.
Shrimp.
Read question 5 and then come back to it.
Okay. Ooh. What links all those answers?
It's a link round.
So what links Jake Humphreys, who's it, what's the name?
Jake Humphreys, Liam Rossini, David Guest, and maybe not prawns. David Guest, David...
Oh, do you know what's really beautiful here?
The light.
Is that, oh, and do you know what, Lee? I fucking feel awful now.
This is lovely, isn't it? It's
the link is all the components of a pub quiz pod. You've got Jake, Liam, Guest.
Oh, fuck, he's really redeemed himself. It's I feel
really
like
beautiful.
I called him racist.
That's really
I said
beautiful.
He's waving
really
the British
nice.
Flag.
Oh, God.
Really he said, nice. Can I take it back?
He said if he came to your show, he'd hit his head on the way in. Oh,
he wouldn't.
No.
You know, he wouldn't even. Like, he'd hit his head on the wall of another show. He wouldn't even hit his head on the way in.
He's hit his head on the wall of Fred Mallard's show.
Totally.
No.
Do we think number four might be squid?
Oh my god! Of course, it's a fucking squid.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
of course it is a squid.
It's a squid.
It's embarrassing if it isn't. But
no, of course it's a squid.
Yeah.
Well, that's
because
weird.
He's the kind of
but
guy
surely,
that thinks
you,
and cares.
You won't mention me once, Liam once, the guest once, and then back to you again, would he?
No, why not? All right, narcissist.
Yeah,
I you wouldn't hell. Do a little like Easter egg.
Yeah.
Your thing is called like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm familiar.
So you followed this morning.
Yep.
It's okay.
You guys are really handsome, and if I follow you, I look like a paedophile. That's why I don't follow you. Okay.
How old are you?
42.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to get in trouble for paedophilia. We haven't got the time to get into this, but I. Do a lot of club comedy, right? And I often see a guy with a much younger girl, and my question, as I always ask, is dad or girlfriend? Sometimes the men get really, really cross when you ask them.
They don't like that.
They don't like that.
They don't like
it. They don't like it. It's like they almost didn't know that the girlfriend was 20 years younger. You guys look really guilty. Are you dating?
Don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Don't know what you're talking about. Don't know what you're talking about.
So the link is...
It's squid, guys. It's squid, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
That's so sweet, and I feel really bad.
If we get 5 out of 5 on that, that'd be lovely.
Leo,
do you know what? If
I
it's like
you could win a round,
if it's prawn, that would be quite weird. Do you guys have a running joke about a prawn? Which I would know because I love this podcast. Watch it loads.
And you follow the podcast page as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I don't know how the internet works, though, because I'm an
You're fucking all over it, though, aren't you?
It's round 3. miscellaneous, and then that, and then in the answers, another classic Leo.
So can I interrupt?
This is answers for the sports round.
Guys, we've got a Leo.
I'd love that to be a running joke. Episode 150.
I think it should be a Leo.
Leo.
But guys, can I say this is such an illustration? If you do total twaddle the whole way through something, and then at the end you just vaguely tie some knots, some ribbons together, whatever you call it, tying the threads together, in a sort of almost arbitrary, oh, I'm tying everything together, it doesn't matter because you leave with a feeling of like, oh, everything came together at the end. Mm. I think that is a good lesson about an Edinburgh show.
And that's an analogy.
So thank you, Leo.
I think you knew what you were doing the whole time.
Well, let's do the answers. The Bamzuki host is Jake Humphries.
Get in.
Yeah.
The Chelsea manager was Liam Rosinia. David Bowie died. It was David Guest that was mistaken for. The sea creature with blue blood and 10 limbs is a squid. And what links all those answers? All the names of people on the pod.
5 for 5.
Well done. 5 out of 5.
Guys, 5 for 5. Lee, I'm really sorry I called you racist. That was so strong.
You actually got me that. Oh, God, what have I done? Do you guys want to share one of those?
Yeah, do a handshake.
That was legitimately really strong. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Wow.
And Davina, you'd be pleased. That 5 at the end there has just dragged us into double figures.
Yeah. And we got 5 out of 5. So we did what we set out to do. We often ask, we always ask the guests, give us an out of 10 rating with a few comments about Leo's quiz. We've sort of been doing it throughout, I suppose, but what do you make of it?
I really enjoyed the roller coaster of believing in him, losing faith in him, then we came back with the faith in him. So actually, I give him a 10.
It's a good lesson to critics.
Jesus Christ. If a critic sees a show, maybe in Edinburgh, with that. And they're like, no, I think it's a 10. All's well that ends well.
Well, there you go, Leah. Don't try and get anything right, I suppose. What would you have given him?
I think, you know...
It's hard, because actually... You know what I'd have given him? Spread of the questions, the nature of the questions, the way you
gave him some props for the general knowledge.
Yeah, I think they're great questions. You've got to verify these things.
Last round was really nice and lovely that it was so bespoke. So he gets a few points for that. I think if I was being totally honest, it would probably be a 3.
Okay, I think that's
really harsh.
But like, I know.
Mate, four out of four,
the
last round.
The questions, especially
out the last
so
round,
good.
First two rounds, 4 out of 10 of them were like the wrong answer.
Did it not create discourse?
It did for the sake of the podcast.
But if you were just doing that, if this was a quiz app, and it's not an entertainment product,
you'd delete it.
You'd just be like, "What? This is unplayable because everything I do is wrong."
If he was doing that as a pub quiz, people go, "I'm not coming back to this."
But the pub's losing custom. Yeah, it'd be a disaster.
The pub's out of business.
Pub's out of business.
Do you know what?
I'm not going to come back
to the quiz. And also, if this pub would hire a quiz master that would do that, I'm not coming to the pub at all.
I don't trust
them. And then they burn it down. Yeah.
So you burnt the pub down. But you've been amazing. You have been amazing.
I feel like you didn't mean it because you laughed.
No, I was just thinking how much I liked you more at the start than I did at the end.
It's interesting because it's like you got to... This is what boys always say. They're like, I liked you before and then I got to know you.
I liked you loads when we were in the pre-chat. I liked you loads in round one. Few question marks in round two. By round three, I thought, all right.
For me, I was quite indifferent at the start and then just stayed indifferent throughout.
Okay. Yeah.
It's also reaction.
How have you felt about in return?
I think you guys are really nice and really... physically strong and full of sexual charisma.
Good.
Sexual charisma.
There you go. Well.
No, that's such a horrible ending.
Guys,
really
we fucking
nice
love
time.
Each other. And Leo,
lovely...
we like you too.
I don't like being mean.
No, we love each other.
I can be mean, but you're not allowed to be mean to me.
Give it up for Davina Bentley, everybody.
An earnest thank you to Leo as well for testing his quiz on us. And Leo, do let us know if you do your first pub quiz.
Continuing to clap.
I'm on your head on my way into Davina's show.
Jack's got involved.
Oh, Jack, that was
Mark, some sense into him.
Is that going to make the edit? Are you like, no, Jack's not allowed to be funny.
One final fucking go punch.